The finals of the Olympic beach volleyball competition take place in Athens today and tomorrow. The beaches of Greece are famous for their beauty, so you might think the country is an ideal venue for an event involving sand. It turns out the sand beneath the feet of American stars Misty May and Kerry Walsh isn't from Greece. In fact, it isn't even from a beach. Slate contributor Felix Gillette has been looking into the sandstorm.
It's kind of like hearing that, you know, all the souvlaki in the Olympic Village had been imported from Sweden. The organizers hauled in approximately 1,700 tons of sand from a mine in Belgium, of all places, a place called Sebelco. And Sebelco is kind of known throughout Europe as having really the best sand. That's how the organizers of the Olympics billed it to me. This is the best sand in Europe. It's soft and so pure and consistent. There's no big pebbles in there. It's not sticky sand. It's not coarse. It's easy on the players' feet. Most events now in beach volleyball are played on sand that comes from artificial sources. The Federation of International Volleyball has very strict standards for what passes as good sand. Natural sand just isn't up to the cut. If you ask players, you know, what's your favorite sand? Where's the best sand in the world? A lot of them will tell you, you know, without even thinking about, oh, Manhattan Beach, California, definitely best sand in the world. And Manhattan Beach is sort of thought of the cradle of beach volleyball. Today, a lot of the competition, these artificial sands, which are sort of, a lot of it's, you know, getting to the level of Manhattan Beach sand and improving, making it better. Sort of almost like artificial grass is to natural grass. It's sort of what today's beach volleyball sands are to your natural sand. But, you know, homogenizing the playing surface sort of takes away the ruggedness of the sport. And people talk about how tough beach volleyball players are for putting up with the elements. Well, let them play in the elements. Let them play in the natural sands. You know, I'd like to see them play on some Greek sand, even if it is a little bit coarse.
Writer Felix Gillette, his article and many others are part of Slate's five-ring circus feature about the Olympics. You can find them at slate.com.